Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Lesson 8. Hello and welcome to Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, the podcast for anyone looking to learn conversational Persian. My name is Leila and I'll be your teacher for the course.
And my name is Matt and I will be learning Persian along with you.
Chai and Conversation will teach you conversational Persian in weekly lessons of about 15 minutes each.
If you know anything about Iranians, they don't do anything without first grabbing a cup of tea, or as they call it, chai.
So pour yourself a cup and join us in learning the Persian language.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Chai and Conversation.
We're so glad that you're joining us. من لیلا هستم و معلم فارسی هستم. I am Leila and I am a Persian language teacher.
من مات هستم و من شاگرد هستم. I am Matt and I am a student.
Matt, are you ready to begin learning?
Ready.
Great. فارسی یاد بگیریم with Chai and Conversation. Last week, we learned about jobs and we learned how to say what kind of job we do. We continued to say what type of place we work in and whether or not we like our job.
Another great way to communicate with people and get to know them is to talk about your likes and dislikes, about what you like doing in your free time.
By the end of the lesson, you should be able to talk about your pastimes and hobbies and what types of places you like to hang out at. So let's begin. Last week, at the end of the lesson, we learned how to say, I like my job. Do you remember how, Matt?
Karamo dust daram.
So the phrase for I like is dust daram. To say, do you like your job, you would say, Kareto dust dari?
Kareto dust dari?
This, of course, is the informal version because it's using the to form. But there's the formal version also. In this version, two of the words change. You say, Karetuno dust darin?
Karetuno dust darin?
So the first word that changed is Karetuno for formal from the Kareto from informal. And this change signifies that you are addressing the formal you and not the informal you. The conjugation of have changes from dari for informal to darin for formal. In this sentence, you are literally saying, do you have a liking for your job? So let's try the formal version again. Karetuno dust darin?
Karetuno dust darin?
So that's the formal version. So it would be Kareto dust dari for the informal and Karetuno dust darin for the formal. So now we're going to learn some other words we are going to add to dust daram to talk about the kinds of things we like. Let's begin with nouns. First, let's start with a word that should sound familiar to you all. Şokolat. I'm sure you can guess that means chocolate. To say, I like chocolate, you say, Man şokolat dust daram.
Man şokolat dust daram.
And that's the structure you would use with any simple noun. Let's try a couple other simple nouns. Let's say you really like nature. The word for nature is tabiat.
Tabiat.
So you could say, I like nature, or man tabiat dust daram.
Man tabiat dust daram.
You could also say that you like something very much. Matt, do you remember the word for very? We learned it when we learned to say, I am very well.
خیلی.
Exactly, خیلی. So to say you like something very much, you say, خیلی دوست دارم.
خیلی دوست دارم.
So if you like chocolate very much, you would say, من شکلات خیلی دوست دارم.
من شکلات خیلی دوست دارم.
Or you could say, من کارمو خیلی دوست دارم.
من کارمو خیلی دوست دارم.
And Matt, what does that mean?
I like my work very much.
And now we're going to learn something I've been avoiding teaching you for a while now. The second sound in the Persian language that does not exist in the English language. Q. Matt, could you try to repeat that sound? Q.
Q.
Like I said, this is a very difficult sound. This sound can best be described as a gulping sound, or the exaggerated gulping sound you can often hear on cartoons. Q. 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 Matt, could you try repeating it several times like that? Ka, ka, ka.
Ka, ka, ka.
Perfect. I think this sound is much harder for people to get than the ka sound. And since we didn't want to scare you off in the beginning, we left it for lesson 8. But I do think we'll inevitably have to use it whether we like it or not. So better start practicing now. So let's try repeating that sound again. Ka.
Ka.
And like we said with ka, it's best if you just repeat this as often as you can, as silly as it seems. Walk around during the day saying, ka, ka, ka. Let's try that one more time. Ka, ka, ka.
Ka, ka, ka.
Perfect. And if you haven't gotten it yet, it's fine. Just try to say it as well as you can. Let's try it in a word. And again, you'll probably not be able to get this on the first try, but we're just going to try it. Let's try the word for music, which is musiqi.
Musiqi.
That sounds great. It might be a bit difficult and it might not roll off your tongue, but at least you're getting your point across. So again, this word means music, and you can use it to say, I like music. To say this, you say, Man musiqi dust daram.
Man musiqi dust daram.
Exactly. So those were our simple nouns. We learned man shukulat dust daram.
من شکلات دوست دارم.
من طبیعت دوست دارم.
من طبیعت دوست دارم.
And من موسیقی دوست دارم.
من موسیقی دوست دارم.
Great. So for proper nouns, it's a bit different. Let's say you want to say you like the actor Charlie Chaplin. To say this, you have to add a word in there. Listen very carefully. من Charlie Chaplin را دوست دارم.
من چارلی چاپلین را دوست دارم.
And that was good, Matt, changing the pronunciation of Charlie Chaplin to the Persian pronunciation. So as you can see, we added the word را in there. من چارلی چاپلین را دوست دارم. There's no direct equivalent of the word را in the English language, and it can best be described as a direct object marker. In this sentence, man Charlie Chaplin ra dust daram, it's used to distinguish that specific noun, Charlie Chaplin, from all the others. So when you say man shukulat dust daram, you're making a general statement that you like all chocolate. Whereas when you say man Charlie Chaplin ra dust daram, you're saying that you specifically like Charlie Chaplin, not all actors necessarily. So learning exactly where to use ra will take some time and practice and trial and error. Hopefully by listening to the examples in this podcast, you'll slowly start to get the hang of it. But don't worry about it too much. Like we've always said, language is all about communicating. Persian speakers will understand what you're trying to say regardless of whether or not you use ra correctly, or whether or not you use it in the right place. So one more time, let's try going through these all again. من شکلات دوست دارم.
من شکلات دوست دارم.
Versus من چارلی چاپلین را دوست دارم.
من چارلی چاپلین را دوست دارم.
So now, just to complicate things a smidgen more, را is one of those words that's different in written versus spoken Persian. So you rarely hear someone say چارلی چاپلین را دوست دارم. Rather, this gets shortened to Charlie Chaplin no dust daram.
Charlie Chaplin no dust daram.
Tacking on o at the end of Charlie Chaplin takes care of the ra for you. This might sound familiar because this is exactly what we were doing earlier with karamo dust daram. You're actually saying karam ra dust daram. Just like the case with Charlie Chaplin, you don't necessarily like all jobs. You're saying that you specifically like your job. So, کارمو دوست دارم.
کارمو دوست دارم.
و چارلی چاپلینو دوست دارم.
و چارلی چاپلینو دوست دارم.
Now let's move on and try saying what we like to do. Let's start with an easy one. I like to watch movies. To say this, you say دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
Almost. The last word is ببینم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
Exactly. And notice that we flipped the sentence structure around and now we are starting with دوست دارم rather than ending on it. This makes the sentence less awkward and is the more typically used structure when you are saying what types of things you like to do. So, دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
فیلم is the word for movies, and ببینم means to watch in the first person. So, one last time, دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
Or you could like reading books. You say, دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
کتاب is book and بخونم is to read in the first person. دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
Let's add one more. Say you like exercising. دوست دارم ورزش بکنم.
دوست دارم ورزش بکنم.
Or let's go ahead and use the word we learned before, شکلات. You can say you like to eat chocolate or دوست دارم شکلات بخورم.
دوست دارم شکلات بخورم.
As you can guess, بخورم is to eat in the first person. Okay. So we've covered a lot of things in this lesson. Let's go through all these again and pay close attention to the structure of each sentence. کارمو دوست دارم.
کارمو دوست دارم.
شکلات دوست دارم.
شکلات دوست دارم.
چارلی چاپلینو دوست دارم.
چارلی چاپلینو دوست دارم.
طبیعت دوست دارم.
طبیعت دوست دارم.
موسیقی دوست دارم.
موسیقی دوست دارم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
دوست دارم فیلم ببینم.
دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
دوست دارم کتاب بخونم.
دوست دارم ورزش بکنم.
دوست دارم ورزش بکنم.
And finally, دوست دارم شکلات بخورم.
دوست دارم شکلات بخورم.
Now we're going to learn one very last thing to add to our list, and that is how to say I like to learn Persian. To say this, you say دوست دارم فارسی یاد بگیرم.
دوست دارم فارسی یاد بگیرم.
فارسی, as I'm sure you know, is the Persian word for the Persian language. And یاد بگیرم is to learn in the first person. So, دوست دارم فارسی یاد بگیرم.
دوست دارم فارسی یاد بگیرم.
There are plenty more things we can say we like, but we are going to add a list onto the bonus materials and stop this lesson here. We've given you a good starting point for talking about things that you like to do, and you can look up other Persian words and hopefully figure out, using the sentence structures taught, how to talk a bit more about your favorite pastimes.
Thank you so much for listening to the lesson. We hope you enjoyed the lesson, and we hope that you will join us in Lesson 9, Chai and Conversation.
تا دفعه بعد, or until next time, from Layla.
And خدا حافظ from Matt.